Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio, and this is the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have with us in studio today our guest speaker, Brother Al-Musawi. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you?
I am doing well, if you are doing well.
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well as well.
That's
thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Brother Musawi, as the world is changing, we see so much changing, especially in the world of media. For example, for the playway method of teaching or any other environment that is being provided to our kids has not remained much safe.
Mm-hmm.
What is your take on that?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Looking, I mean, anyone who would have a glance and a look at the society that we live in, it's a very changing, rapid changing society. It's moving at a fast rate that is kind of scary. Especially with the social media and the advances of social media. Back in the day, social media was very basic. Now it's advancing to the extent of what we call virtual reality, like the metaverse that coming out and all these things where no longer you need to type and, I don't know, chat. Now you put glasses on your eyes and you see everything and communicate with people. So it's moving at a scary rate. And with that rapid change, we have the risk of losing our kids in the sense that we lose our kids. For example, they lose their morality, they lose their faith.
Innocence.
Innocence is the first thing that goes out of the door.
Yeah.
That's before anything else. So they lose a lot of things. And as parents, we find it very hard trying to cope with such environment and with such changes. And most parents, they find it very difficult to find a way or a method to stop or at least try to prevent as much as they can from this rapid changing world.
Yeah.
The problem that I see that is happening today, especially like you mentioned with social media and apps, as parents, we got to the stage where we found it normal for our kids to be on these devices and on these apps. So you find a lot of parents, to them, it's very normal for the kids to be on TikTok for 2-3 hours a day.
All
or
right.
To be on YouTube or, you know, to be on Facebook with a lot of people that don't even know. And the problem in the society that we live in is that when we see a mistake and does not get changed, we kind of start to live with it and we don't feel that we need to change it anymore. Rather, we can say, well, that's how the way it is. That's how it should be.
All
so
right.
We kind of adopt it into our life. So it becomes a lot difficult, a lot harder. So as parents, we do find that change kind of scary. Especially me as a parent, I find that very scary and very hard to try to prevent my children from
that rapid changing environment.
Yeah.
So, brother, you said that there is a rapid changing environment wherein things that were not normal yesterday are becoming normal for us today, and we have kind of become used to it now. And parents here need to be a little sensitive and careful towards that. Brother, I'll be talking to you here. We need to take a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. I have with me brother Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musavi, who is talking about the changing environment and the upbringing of children in this environment. So brother, carry on.
Okay, so as parents, I mean, we have to, especially with, like we said, with the changes that's happening, we need to at least try to wake up because, and I say wake up because when I look at parents and I look at the kids, we're getting drifted away. Now, the thing that before I, you know, try to dive into this topic, the thing is with us as parents, we need to understand that in today's age and with today's social media and the entertainment world, there is no one safe anymore. So you can't say to me, well, I live in an Islamic country, so I'm safe.
All right.
I live in a protected family or preserved family, so I'm safe. That would be a joke. That would be an absolute joke. That could be back in the day, I would understand that. But today,
not today.
It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if your father is a marja.
All right.
It will, because now it is, like I said, before we can control the outside environment, now we can't control the inner environment, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't just lock my child in a room and take everything from him. I can't do that anymore. So when he goes to sleep, he has a device in his hand. He goes to the bathroom, it's in his hand.
And he has another family over there. He has Insta family.
Yeah, he has families everywhere. He has thousands of people around the world. So it's hard to, I mean, even when you watch kids playing games now, like online games, they have like, you know, they're, like you said, their family is online as well. So it's very hard to I don't know, stop them. So if the threat is in our houses, is in our environments. Yes, I do agree that from one environment to another environment, the rate changes. So I wouldn't say, well, living in an Islamic country is the same as living in a Western country. Obviously, there's a bit of change. Maybe there the danger is much more than here. But nevertheless, the danger is in all of our houses now. So we, as parents, we need to really wake up to this and try to adopt a new method. The first thing that we need to understand as parents is, especially with this rapid changing environment, we have to at least get to understand that our children, they are in fact, as we say in Arabic, amana, right? They are a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not mine to own, they're not yours to own. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them to you as a trust. He said, well, this is a fresh, clean slate baby. You need to raise it well. You need to teach it the right things and then let it go in this world. So it's a trust. So you and I are responsible for our kids. We don't own them. They're not ours. They're God's. We are just the means for them to come to this life.
And I want this to be listened by the parents who even beat their children at some time.
I mean, obviously, that's another issue. I think we discussed this in other
episodes. Inshallah. Brother, here we need to take another short break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, excessive blame causes the fire of obstinacy to flame.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. I have with me in the studio a very special guest, brother Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musavi. Brother Musavi, you said that in a rapid changing environment, there is so much affecting the upbringing of our children. There is this fast changing environment. There is this social media families, it's not just the parents that are now upbringing the children. That's, there's a lot more things that is playing an important role. So when we have, like, for example, if it was only parents who were upbringing their children, the story was different. But now there are so many things like that are affecting the upbringing. It is you as a parent. It is the environment that is provided to the children. It is the media stuff that the children is exposed to. As such, what do you suggest for the parents who are listening? How to upbring them, how to secure them in an Islamic way?
I mean, the answer to this question, I mean, it requires hours of discussion. This is not a two-word, three-word sentence that we can come up with. I mean, the whole idea of this program is that we discuss these issues. So inshallah, maybe in the future, if Allah gives us enough time and gives us life, that we can discuss this more thoroughly and see what we can, how we can raise our kids in an Islamic environment. But if you want to build a building, you don't straight away go to bricks and iron and what have you and just start building.
Without a foundation.
Even before the foundation, you have to draw the plan. You have to have the blueprints, right?
All right.
Without designing and what, you know, having the forward look, right? Or an insight into the future of how your building would look like. I don't know, you've seen them like in models, right? So they do it on the computer for a program. And then they design it in the program. Then they have the actual model on the outside and how it might look. And then they might actually start digging the foundation and building. So as parents, first and foremost, if we want to raise our kids an Islamic, or give them an Islamic upbringing, we have to draw the plans
first,
right? We have to start drawing. A lot of parents, they think that, okay, if I want to raise my kids an Islamic, give them an Islamic upbringing, all I have to do is take them to the mosque, make them listen to lectures, and make them watch Islamic videos. That's just the wrong way of doing it. That's just you building a house on the shore. It will collapse. You can't just shove things into a child's brain and expect him to learn. He will not learn. Actually, that would be a method to get him away from it. So as parents, we need to draw the plans from the beginning for an Islamic upbringing. And that is, like I said, and that is to begin with, first and foremost, to understand what do I have? Because most people don't understand what they have. I mean, like I said, most people think that their kids are theirs. It's an ownership. I can do whatever I want with my child. If he goes the wrong way, oh, well, that's his, you know, he's just not a good kid, right?
All right.
So we're just trying to shift the blame from ourselves because we just don't care. But if first and foremost, I say, okay, I have a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave me something and he expects me to deal with this trust and protect this trust and, I don't know, save this trust, then that should put the responsibility on my shoulder and your shoulder to sit down and draw the plan.
All right.
So we have a motive to draw the plan. Before that, if I just want to, you know, teach my children something here, something there, that's just going to cause them a lot of
trouble.
Not just trouble, like their minds will be like all messed up. And then, you know, it's not going to be a very easy path for them to take because you tell them one day, you tell them this, one day you tell them that. It's just not organized. So there has to be, yes, there has to be, like, the plan has to be flawless. So first and foremost, in order for us to have an Islamic upbringing, let us understand our children, who they are, what they are, why they're here. Why do we have them? Is it because, I mean, did I have a child? Because you know how we say most of the times when you hear this from a lot of parents when they have a child, they say he or she was an accident.
Yeah.
It wasn't meant to happen,
yeah,
but it happened. I mean, that's a disaster.
That's a disastrous thing that you get here from parents.
I mean, if you think your child was an accident, then how are you going to be responsible for it?
Exactly.
Or for he or she.
Yeah.
So,
understanding that. So, brother, you discussed today that parents need to understand that the children from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are trust from Him, and we don't have to deal with the children always like do and don't. So we have to be very careful in the upbringing. And the first and the foremost step you taught our parents today was to draw a plan. Because once you draw a plan of upbringing, you are going to be organized. The upbringing is going to be organized. You are not going to leave your children in trouble. You are not going to get yourself traumatized in the midway. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for listening to the program. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us. Please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also listen to our sessions again on our official website, that's parstoday.com. Go to Call of Islam. Until another session, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.